This is Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. Cross Hope is broadcast daily and shares 5 minutes of hope and encouragement from the Word of God. Our companion website is www.crosshope.org. Now, with today's uplifting message, here's Randy.
I want to begin by talking about that verse 12. It says, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ Jesus will be persecuted. Thank God you and I don't have to deal with what they're dealing with in the Middle East, where people are executed, not because they're a Baptist, a Presbyterian, a Methodist, a Lutheran, a Catholic. Do you believe Jesus? You're dead. You a follower of Jesus? Does a cross, a symbol in your life? Yes, you're dead. You know, what translation of the Bible do you use? It has nothing to do with that. You believe that Jesus Christ is the Messiah, you die. Thank God we don't have to deal with that. But Paul says, everyone who wants to live a godly life in Christ will be persecuted. What does that mean? Well, it could mean that you're excluded from gatherings. It could mean that you're overlooked. But yet, you know what? Jesus would say in Matthew 10 that all men will hate you because they hated him. And the hatred that was directed at Jesus would be transferred to you. I said something that somebody took issue with in the first service, but I think I still hold to it, that not all the hatred that people have for you is based on your relationship to Jesus. People can hate you just because they hate you. You know, people can hate you because they resent you. There are people that don't need Jesus to hate people. People may hate you because they resent your job, they resent your education, they may resent your family. They may resent your house. They may resent a lot of things. And hatred can be brought on in people's lives. It has nothing to do with Christianity. My point is, people who experience hatred can't say all the time, well, it's because I'm a Christian. Well, no, not necessarily. People can generate hatred in a lot of ways that have nothing to do with Christianity. That's my point. I want to focus, though, on 15, 16, and 17, because one of the commentaries said, this is the key passage of 10 through 17. This is the focal point right here, verse 15. And how from infancy you have known the Holy Scriptures, which are able to make you wise for salvation in Christ Jesus. I was really struggling with that. How do you learn from infancy? Well, let me ask you a hypothetical question here. Have you ever, and this may be embarrassing, have you ever had a three-year-old show you how to use your cell phone? I have. I really mean that. I mean, my three-year-old grandson was showing me things that I didn't know the cell phone could do. Oh, I didn't know that. Thank you. Appreciate that. 3 years old. My point is this, is that children are so precocious today, they're learning so fast, like sponges, that they are teaching adults what they know about technology. And I dare say there are probably 4 and 5 and 6 year olds that could probably show you a thing or two about a computer because they're exposed to it. But isn't it sad that we're raising a generation of kids who know how to operate a computer and know how to operate a cell phone and can operate a cable TV set and they know how to operate 2 or 3 controllers, but they don't know Jesus. They don't know that God loves them. And they don't know that God has a plan for their life, but they understand technology at a limited scale for a 4-year-old, a 5-year-old, a 6-year-old. What did Paul mean? And I was really wrestling with this, that you can learn the Word of God from infancy. Here's what I found out. William Barclay said, the Jews claimed that their children, older days, learned the law even from their swaddling clothes, meaning the blanket they came home from the hospital, to use that analogy. They learned from the time they were infants.
Well, this message from 2 Timothy 3 about learning the scripture from infancy will continue tomorrow on Cross Hope. That's crosshope.org. Crosshope.org. God bless you.
You've been listening to Cross Hope with Randy Snyder. For more information about this ministry or to re-listen to any message heard on this broadcast, go to our website at crosshope.org. Be sure to join us at this same time each weekday or listen at www.crosshope.org. Cross Hope is listener-supported and is produced by Cross Hope Ministries, Incorporated.